At least 7 charity workers were killed following an Israeli airstrike in the Gaza area. CBS's Linda Gradstein joins us now from Jerusalem. Linda, what is the latest on the investigation into these aid workers being killed early yesterday?
Well, Israel now says that it was responsible for the airstrike and is calling it a tragic accident. The aid workers were traveling on a road that was apparently approved by the Israeli army, which knew that they were there. Israeli press reports say that Israel was targeting a Hamas member who was supposed to have been traveling with them. In the end, he was not traveling with the convoy. And World Central Kitchen suspended its activities in Gaza after this airstrike, which killed 7 people, most of whom are foreign nationals.
Oh, dear. Yeah. And I've heard that this is also causing some aid ships to turn around from that area. I know that was a big point of contention to getting aid into Gaza in general, right?
Yes, that's true. I mean, Palestinians' aid organizations say that the best way is still overland. In other words, the crossings from Egypt after the aid has been inspected by Israel. But it appears that there's a real bottleneck. Also, those crossings are in the south of Gaza, meaning that the aid then has to get from the south to the north, and which has become increasingly difficult. So the ships are meant to be kind of a backup plan to relieve some of the pressure from getting aid in overland. And yes, several ships have now turned around, and several other aid organizations say that they are also considering suspending their involvement in Gaza, that it's just too dangerous.
Right. And on the note of the missile strike, we saw the missile strike kill those charity workers again and a few hours ago over in Gaza. And we also heard news yesterday of another missile strike targeting the Iranian embassy in Syria, also carried out by an Israeli airstrike, correct?
Yes. I mean, Israel has not taken responsibility for that, but it is similar to hundreds of other Israeli airstrikes that have happened in Damascus. The target was the most senior level Iranian Revolutionary Guards official in Damascus, and both Iran and its proxy Hezbollah in southern Lebanon, where Israel has been clashing for the past 6 months, say that they will respond, that is, the Israeli action will not go unpunished. I mean, Israel has done similar things like this, and there have been Iranian or Hezbollah responses. It won't necessarily come in the next day or so. At the same time, over the past month, Israel has been reporting a significant increase in Iranian cyber attacks on Israel.
Interesting. Okay. So with all this happening in the Middle East, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu has been getting criticism and praise from various sides of the globe on this conflict. And it all comes as is he still being treated in the hospital? He was dealing with a medical problem, I heard.
Yeah, well, he had a hernia operation. He was in the hospital for less than 24 hours, although he was working since then, and he was just been released a few hours ago. And his office, you know, put out a statement saying that he's in excellent health, and there was no, you know, issue to his health. It was discovered during a routine checkup, and it was a hernia, and it was operated on, and he seems to be fine.
Got it. All right. And as for ceasefire negotiations, those have been ongoing with several countries acting as mediators. What is there any update on the progress there?
Well, there was an Israeli delegation in Cairo. The main mediators are Egypt and Qatar. Qatar, by the way, is where Al Jazeera is, and Israel just passed a law that could pave the way for Al Jazeera to be closed in Israel. But there are still significant gaps between the two sides, and yet there are reports that progress is being made, although slowly.
There we go. CBS's Linda Gradstein reporting from Jerusalem this morning. Linda, again, thank you so much for your coverage. We appreciate it.
Thank you.